Good morning, my brothers. And pray with me, please. Oh, Lord, how easy it is to become complacent, taking for granted the rich blessings and great gifts you have bestowed upon the brothers of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, whether it be one brother or the whole of the brotherhood. We are who we are because you, in your infinite wisdom, have chosen to bless us abundantly. We come each morning to refocus all our attention on both your goodness and your grace, shown to us with new mercies each and every morning. So hear us as we pray. Amen. Oh, it's an Omega morning from sea to shining sea, and the sons of Love, Coleman, Cooper, and Just have gathered together to bow before the throne of grace and in unified fashion to lift that name that is above every name. My brothers, I am Roy Johnson, and I greet you on this wide-eyed Wednesday that the Lord has given to each of us. And I could not be more ecstatic than to stand with you before the mercy seat of heaven, shoulder to shoulder with the quintessential men of Omega, who know that prayer is a sign of strength and not weakness. Beginning with our founders, it is an abundant blessing to know that our history is strewn with sterling examples of praying men in our elected leadership, both past and present grand officers who stand with us to call on the Lord. Present grand leadership was laboring long into the night last night, yet here they are with us this morning. Our first vice grand bosslet, Mark Jackson, our Grand Keeper of Finance, Johnny Smith, and our Grand Keeper of Sherman Charles, even our Grand Counselor, Clement Timothy, each affirming his faith by seeking God's truth and God's holy word, even the young second Vice Grand Bosslet, Ryan Thomas, calling on the Lord as he prepared himself and all of Omega for the imminent International Undergraduate Summit. Now, we were all led last night by one whose spirit of servant leadership keeps us vigilant, yet humble, observant, yet penitent, and he is Grand Bosslet to us all. GB 42, Ricky Lawrence Lewis, who sat at the head of the table just last evening when we convened. Now, in the distant years of his preparation for high office, he watched GB 35 Dorsey Miller and GB 40 Antonio Knox setting the right example of staying before the Lord as they bow with us this morning. Now, I'm glad, aren't you, that immediate past Grand Chaplain Walter T. Richardson received the mantle of spiritual leadership and wore well in service to Omega and to the Lord, and our prayers are with him. And he received it from former Grand Chaplain Staccato Powell, who saw great vision for this Omega prayer participation. And Brother Powell conferred with Ray Johnson, who believes in prayer and thought it a noble notion that Omega men ought to always pray. My brothers, you can set your clock by the internal clock within our 10th district brother, Edwin Davis. He shows up each morning, never making big noise nor calling great attention to himself, but he intentionally and earnestly seeks to start his day on his knees with the brothers before the Lord. He is disciplined as he speaks loudly his desire to well order his day by firstly seeking the kingdom of God. Oh, come tell us, Brother Davis, why Omega Fellowship and Heavenly Praise have become part of your daily diet. The line is yours, sir.
God bless you, Brother Grant. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is, brothers, to dwell in unity. I'm just so thankful on today for this opportunity. I'm Ed Davis, 8 New Omega 97, 25 years in the fold, Wall Street. I'm the chaplain for Romeo New. And I thank God for each and every one of you brothers This line has blessed my soul. It has blessed my household. It has blessed my community. Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful for all of the brothers that share each day. You are truly brothers. You are truly blessing me each day. Brother Staccato Powell, love you. Brother Gumby, praying for you right now, my brother. Big Fish, love you, my brother. Kirkland, Walter T., my main man. Steve Lewis, LL, Nathaniel Mitchell, Ray Johnson, Big Mike, Dapper Dave, Blue, GB40, Brother Gray. I just love all you brothers. I know I've started naming names, but God is good. And my main man, Richard Keller, God bless you from the 10th D. Brothers, I am just so excited to be here every morning. You can count on I started in late 2016, and you can count on my hand, one hand, you know, the amount of days that I've missed, and you still have a couple of fingers left. So I thank God. I'm excited. This is a part of my day. This is a part of my being. I just love the brothers to come together to praise God. I'm so thankful for you, brothers. It is pleasant and it is good to join together. I'm so excited. And again, brothers, I thank you. My mom passed during 2017, had a brother that passed, had a nephew that passed COVID. But I know through this call, you just look to the hills coming to my help, and my help comes from the Lord. And I'm just so thankful for you, brothers. And I give God praise. I give him the ultimate praise. I'd like to say, hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord. Our God, he is great. Yes, the Lord is omnipotent.
Yes.
The Lord our God, he is wonderful. And if I could say this, salvation be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, Brother
Grandpa. My, my, my. God. My Brother Davis. You set the bar really high, Brother Davis. My. Oh, my brothers. The Dean of Omega's Chaplain's Corps hails from the 10th District as well. We are blessed. We stand as beneficiaries of his unyielding dedication to Omega and an unbending devotion to God's word. It is with deep humility that he kneels in thoughtful prayer so that when he stands up, he can boldly and broadly proclaim the rich treasures of God's glory. He is always ready to impart God's word and lead us to present our prayerful petitions. Look at how God has blessed us with him. Oh, we're sitting at your feet, Brother Richard Keller. So please tell us, is there a word from the Lord?
Yes, Brother Grant, see the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. And you will call out to the Lord, and he will pardon you, and he will answer. Good morning, my brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Before I get started, let the church say amen. I don't know about you all.
Amen.
Even before I got a chance to say good morning to you, brothers, my heart was racing. I'm sitting up here praising the Lord. We are in the midst of worship this morning, my brothers. We're getting into prayer, but while the Spirit of the Lord is near, we need to call upon his name. We need to call upon him in the morning, call upon him in the noonday, and call upon him in the evening. But we're just glad that he's present with us now on this call, with the comments from Brother Grant and the uplifting testimony by my talented 10th District Brother Davis, I think we ought to be in an attitude of praise. Okay. I just had to get that out, brothers. I just had to get that out this morning. We are reflecting as we go into the book of Exodus, brothers. This book, you know, this is an awesome awesome book. Just take time to check it out in your leisure. And through these pages, you're going to see a lot of things that you can properly relate to. This is written, the happenings are right there at the close of Genesis. You know, we just got through talking about all the things in Genesis and the patriarchal families and all that and the good news. And after Genesis, they've grown. You know, they've grown into a nation numbering several million people. And so Exodus talks about the bad news, that they become oppressed and slaves in the land of Egypt. And Exodus is the redeeming story of the children of Israel from slavery under Pharaoh through a covenant. Relationship with God, that's important, my brother, still a covenant relationship with God. From Egypt to Sinai, Israel learns of the might and the power of God and the importance of a national worship. So as we go into the book of Exodus, we see slavery and salvation, and in the end, sanctification. God deals with Israel and delivers them from oppression, but begins to prepare them for worship. And we look at the intricacies of this book, and we know that a new ruler emerges here in chapter 1. You know, he doesn't respect Joseph's memory or his ministry or any of the Israelites' human rights. He's new in town. I don't know. He might have come down an escalator or something, but he's new in town, and he attempts to kill all the newborn Hebrew males. The infant Moses is providentially spared. Brothers, I want to just pause there parenthetically and talk about how, though Pharaoh is in a new administration, he seems to want to kill all our newborn Hebrew males. And if anything, time you want to get rid of a race of people, you just kill off their men. And we see that happening every day on our streets, my brothers. And so we need to keep our communities and our young men in prayer. But we see Moses in the temple when all this was going down. Moses was born when that edict came out. You all know the story about Moses. His mother didn't want any harm to him. She put him in a little basket and sent him down a river, and Pharaoh's daughter picked him up and raised him. Moses was raised in the palace. He had all kinds of things going on for him when he went to grew up in Pharaoh's castle. But then he woke up one day and saw the things that were happening to his people. And Moses took some action. He committed a murder when he saw this Egyptian just whipping up on some of his Israelite brothers and sisters. And so he had to be in exile. Well, I'm not going to tell you the whole story because you'll see it as you read the entire book. Let me just lift up a couple of insights, my brothers. When we look at the life of Moses, it seems to foreshadow the life of the Messiah. Moses was sent by God to redeem Israel from slavery. And Jesus was sent by God to redeem and deliver his people from the bondage of sin. Moses revealed God's word. And we find that Jesus is the word. Moses was a teacher, judge, and a ruler. And Jesus is a teacher, judge, and a king of kings. As they looked for the Messiah, the Jewish people awaited one who would have the greatness and stature of Moses. You see, my brothers, Moses couldn't deliver when he lived in the palace of glory. When he got exiled into the Midian desert, Moses had a different type of experience. He came down off the throne, away from the palace, and into a humble house before he could really deliver his people. He had to be taught and trained in certain skill sets. And God, my brothers, will always take us through something to teach us how to be like him. He'll take us through some life situations that's meant to groom us. He'll mold us. He'll make us. And so when we're out here moving in this journey we call life, we just need, brothers, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. Brothers, I just want to close this morning by saying there's a man sitting by the well that's lost in his thoughts. Dejection on every line of his face. He felt much older than his 40 years. You see, Moses was kind of miserable, and with good reason. He had been the one man in Egypt who might have had the chance to, while he was in the palace, bring relief to his people. He had position, training, the natural ability and desire to help, but in one foolish act, he killed a man and forfeited all the advantages that he had. You know, the enemy delights in convincing us believers that we're of no use to God, and God delights in building cathedrals, my brothers, out of rubble. Moses needed to have a reconstruction, to be sure. But when that rebuilding process was complete, Moses was a monument of God's grace. As we close today, my brothers, remember that even though some things have happened in life previously, God is our big eraser. The Lord prepares us to do great things. And my brothers, we just have to allow God to work through us, just like when Moses did, as you'll hear from some of the district chaplains later on this week, how God used Moses and how he molded him and shaped him up, knowing that God was still in charge. Even when you think you can't talk truth to power, all of a sudden it comes out, particularly when we that are in the true Omega Spirit. So, my brothers, this concludes our reflection this morning. I have a few prayer requests I want to lift up. I will say that as I begin to give this prayer, the prayer request for the morning, some of them dropped off my radar as had some technical things to shut down this morning. So if I miss you, just please resubmit that request. You know, just hit forward again to praying omegas@gmail.com. And brothers, you know that if you want to get a request in, just send that prayer request to prayingomegas@gmail.com. And we will do the best we can to retrieve them and present them to you on the following morning. We're lifting up, as many brothers have asked this morning, Brother Gumby. He usually welcomes us on the call each and every day with all the other ushers of Omega, and he's ill, brother. So we want to keep Brother Gumby in prayer this morning. As officially reported, doesn't have any updated information on him, but he did go to Hershey Medical Center. So we want to keep Brother Gumby in prayer. We're praying for Brother Vernon Connellison of Chi Lambda Lambda Chapter, his sister. Has transitioned to glory, along with Brother Jesse Matthews, the third of Sigma Omega Chapter, who just passed in to Omega Chapter. So we want to keep the family of Brother Jesse Matthews in our prayers today. We want to continue to lift up our Brother Dr. Dorsey Miller. We pray that God continues to strengthen him and keep him healthy. We're praying for Mother Galia Knox, mother of GB40, Brother Antonio Knox, that God will continue to keep his hand of health on her. We're also going to the throne this morning as Brother Joseph Bundy made a request this morning that wants prayer for his two elderly siblings from Roanoke, Virginia, who are Omega brothers, and they're Alfred Dow and Doug Dow. Alfred has crippling arthritis and receiving treatment to manage foot pain. Doug is 94 years old and has several age-related medical issues, and wants us to lift up in prayer also his faithful caretaker, Alfred's daughter, Gail. And we're praying for Brother Bundy's childhood friend and former neighbor, Thomas Preston, a Vietnam-era veteran who's rehabbing from a stroke. We're lifting up Reverend Roderick Preston, who is in need of prayer.
as he's dealing with medical challenges. We want to pray for Brother Fred Pinnell of Bluefield, West Virginia. He's in intensive care at Princeton Community Hospital. We place Brother Bluefield on our prayer throne of grace this morning as we continue to pray for him. There are also Ronnie Perry of Bluefield is returning home from Wake Forest Hospital, but he's still in serious condition. We want to keep in prayer Brother Alan Bacon, former chaplain of the 10th District. We want to keep him in prayer as God continues to restore him to health. Brother Andrew Davis is requesting prayer to keep the family of our dearly departed Brother Dr. Stafford Hood of Kappa Phi 71 in prayer. I believe he used to be a professor at the University of Illinois, so we want to keep Brother Hood's family in prayer. We lift up our own brother Staccato Powell and ask God to continue to grace him and shower down blessings upon his ministry. Praying for Brother Floyd Wright as he recuperates from a corrective cancer procedure. We're praying for all the law enforcement brothers that have to go out onto the streets each and every day, not knowing what they will face. We pray that God put a hedge of protection around our law enforcement brothers. We're praying for Mother Agnes Jones, mother of Brother Daryl Jones, and we're praying for Nicole Spencer, her grandmother, fell and had some surgery on her hip as a result. We want to pray particularly for our caretakers this morning. Brothers, bow with me now as we go to the throne of grace. Eternal God, our Father, who created everything that there is, the heavens and the earth, and put the sun and the moon and the stars into the heavens and into space. Oh God, that you brought forth light in the midst of darkness, the creator of every good and perfect gift. Lord, we come with our heads bowed down, but our hearts lifted up this morning, starting off with praise, as we sang a hymn of praise led by one of our brothers, as we brought you and ushered you into the virtual transcendence that you have in the universe anyway, to be right here in the midst of us with this prayer call. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, for you've heard the petitions upon the hearts of those brothers who are able to echo those and put them down and send them into a technological listing, Lord. But there's some brothers that have some prayers right on their hearts, some things that they didn't even know. It's more like Brother Gumby, who is ill, and now they lift him up in prayer. Oh, God, we thank you for ordering our steps each and every day, God, for without you we would be nothing. You woke us up this morning, and you started us on our way, and for that, Lord, we say thank you. But, Lord, we ask a special blessing for your divine hand of healing, O now thou great physician, to touch the bodies of those that we lifted up in prayer that are ailing this morning, Father, those that don't know what might be happening in the next hour or the next day, but Lord, let them know that you are in the midst of them, and they're feeling the prayers of the brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity right now as you reach down and move now, Lord, and make them well. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you for what you are about to do. That's why we come in thanksgiving, Lord, for we have a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by many a foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe. So, Lord, it's all in your hands. All those things that we think in our hearts, all those things that we worry about in days and nights and worry about our children and our families, our communities, Lord, we give it all to you today, Father. We give it all and we place it and we say, do your will, Father. Let your will be done and move to restore what is happening in our communities. Bring us back to, Lord, some true racial reconciliation so we're not living like in the days of Moses. Lord, let us realize, help us to mobilize, help us, Lord, to see through the eyes of faith, Lord, that we come a long way, that with tears have been watered. We come a long way, Lord, treading the blood of the slaughtered. Lift us, Lord. touching each and every brother and household that's represented here today that did not feel it robbery to be on this line to give you praise, Lord. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies to earth and heaven rain. We thank you, God. We pray this precious prayer in the name of
Amen, brothers.
Brother West, good morning, Brother West.
Amen, brother. You'll have a wonderful day.
God bless you, brother. The Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, brother.
When you set it up, tell
got your brother Blue. You got your brother Blue.
Church going on.
Thank you, there, Bill Jeter. Thank you. I heard
the brother singing your name this morning.
Hey, brother.
Big Mike Dog walking to Columbus.
Brother Tollison.
Midnight Cowboy.
God bless you, brothers. Have a great day. Brother Tollison.
McGriff.
I got you.
Demetrius Hawking.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. Good morning, Bill.
What's up in Greensboro, Blue Man?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, James. Good morning, Brother
Love. Morning, Brother Love. We love you, Big Fish. We love you, man.
Good morning, Brother.
Brother Keller, can you hear me?
That was Gumby this morning.
I can hear you. I'm on your side.
Look here, how about you and Davis and Dahl Walker getting together and set it up? Set it up. Yeah, set it up, Keller. Set it up.
Young boys would say, set it out.
Yeah. Set it out. Yes, sir. Y'all set it out there.
That's right, my relative.
And Larry Lewis, we're not going to leave you out. You can turn the pages for Maestro.
And I'm the Brother Tollison saying goodbye. Enjoy hearing more than my brothers. I look forward to tomorrow morning. Over and out.
Good morning, Brother Tollison.
Good morning, Brother Tollison.
From Side 5.
Good morning.
Thanks for including me, Brother Edwin.
City Blue.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
GB 40, you still in retirement?
Good morning,
Brother Tollison.
Yes, sir, Brother.
Good morning, Brother Tollison. Okay, I'm thinking. You so quiet, I thought you were going back to work.
Saying goodbye to all my brothers. Bye bye.